This week, David is a softie, Chloe's a bad mum, and I get kissed by a dog. So, let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
All right, actually, everybody!
Kel woke me up this morning, was it like 10, half 10 this morning? Which is like, for me, is really weird. Like, I'm usually up at like half 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, like every day.
Yeah.
But today, I was just... Yeah. That's I just didn't know.
Yeah, 7:30 for me was a lie-in.
Yeah.
It really was. Even though I went
early mornings.
I slept at 9:30. That's a 10-hour sleep. I shouldn't have done that because I might have overslept and it kind of ruins your day a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to wake up in the right interval.
All right. I always think it up, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But I always wonder about, you know, how you're supposed to do. And I don't know if this is something I've picked up somewhere, but I thought you were supposed to sleep in like hour and a half cycles.
It depends on your body, but a lot of people, like, if you do a power nap, I think it's like 19 or 20 minutes is the perfect ratio to just refresh you. Yeah.
I never feel refreshed after a nap.
I can't do sleep. It fucks me up. If you go, when you sleep at night, you go in and out of like, I think it's about an hour and a half, like to 2-3 hours, and you go to real deep sleep and then you drop back out of it. And then if you wake up in the real deep sleep, that's when you feel groggy and shit. If you wake up in the lighter sleeping, that's when you wake up and go, ah, feel great this morning. But yeah, if you're in that deep interval when your alarm goes off and you're like, oh, that's just because you're not.
I don't think it's like chemicals in your brain. I don't think I said this, but do you remember the week I quit, we'll say a previous green company, we'll just say like, and they had me running to a place, and what they'd said, I don't know if, did I say any of this, but
I think you should tell now, yeah.
Yeah, well, so what they'd said was...
We've already gone live, by the way.
I'm sure, checks out.
We go for it.
this is going out live. Fantastic. Oh, no. just for legal reasons, none of this is true, I swear.
This is a made-up story.
Yeah. So my boss... And again, not going to name any names. Any very old school boss had me working for 15 hours on a site. You know, it's illegal. That's fine.
Part of the story, but yeah.
For that part of the story, that is legal. That is actually, yeah, I can work 15 hours.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But he had me driving 2 hours down to the site in the van.
I know where you were. Yeah, yeah.
And then 2 hours back again. And fuck, dude. I was like, by the end of it, I was not okay. Like, on the last day of me doing it, I don't remember driving there.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember.
So this fictional story that you're telling...
This completely fictional story... I do not, and this is the reason. This is the reason I quit. And I was just like, no, I can't do this. This happened to me. Dangerous.
That's happened to me.
But I was allegedly
so tired.
Yes, yeah. Bring back the allegedly.
Well, allegedly, yeah. But on this one, so I don't remember driving there, and I was falling asleep. Like, I think there was one night. Let me just confirm. Did you have to take my clothes off one night? Or something like that, or get me ready for bed, or something. Didn't I collapse on the bed?
Yeah.
Like I was. I was bad. I was really, really bad. So on that last day, I was falling asleep. Like so, I basically had to wait for a phone call, and I do fake remember me calling Phil on the way home and being like, I have to stay awake. This is bad. This is real bad. But anyways, I was falling asleep in the cab waiting for these calls, and I was getting like half an hour here, like an hour here, stuff like that throughout the day. And each time I went to sleep and woke back up again to my phone going off saying, you've got to come here, I felt drunk. That's the only way I could explain it. I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? This is so bad. This is so dangerous. I should not be doing this. But for some reason, me being me, I was like, well, can't let them down. Can't let people down because that's bad. Yeah, got to keep going. And now I look back now and I just think, fuck, I was dumb. Because the reality is, if I'd had an accident and I'd done something bad, then the gaffer would have been turned around and have been like, I didn't tell him to do that.
Yep, they wouldn't have you back on that.
Always like even my companies, a lot of times they know what you're going to do, because a lot of times when you keep rolling, you're the one who's going to benefit. You're going to be able to be the one who's going to be, if you work extra hard, if you drive, you actually might make it home, because if you don't, you don't make it home. So they know you're going to push yourself for your benefit, but then they end up benefiting it as well. I don't know. I just many times. So one thing I liked about Over the Road, but after 4 hours of me working or driving, I'm like, okay, my eyes start getting heavy. Because a lot of times in America, when you're driving over the road, you're just driving in a straight line. All you have is your podcast to listen to, or your music, whatever. But it's just the same road. But I would just pull over. Hey, as soon as I get to a rest area, boom, I'll just throw on an audio. I put on my audiobook, and that's what I go to sleep every night to. And it usually works and kind of shuts my brain off, and then I'm able to go to sleep for half an hour. And I wake up like, okay, I got this, but I'm not, my eyes aren't heavy anymore. I just wanted my eyes to stop being heavy. And even a 15-minute nap will actually
refreshed,
do that. But,
too
many times.
This week I've been training, and that is freaking exhausting. Because you sat there. Yeah, I've been training a new driver to go on the Roro. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
But he's really good. So I've barely had to step in. Like, literally, the first day, I've chucked him in the deep end because he wanted a taster. And I was like, let's just go for it. He's taken it on leaps and bounds. So I'm just literally sat there, just don't have to tell him how to do it.
Do you nod off?
I'm chatting away because I'm trying to keep going. Because it's just mentally exhausting just kind of sitting there. Because I don't have to tell him what to do. I'm just there if he has an issue or he doesn't know how to do something. Because he knows what he's doing. And I'm just there like, ugh. This is, like, the end of the day, I feel absolutely fucking exhausted.
And the thing is, do you ever, when you come away from that, you think, oh, they must think I'm really lazy. Because when you get somewhere, you're like, oh, I don't even want to get out of the cab.
I just stand and watch, I'm so tired from doing nothing.
Yeah, that I can't even bother to get out of the cab or do anything.
And he probably does. I'm doing it all next week again, and I'm just like, oh, he doesn't need me.
That was practically my full time job, was sitting in the passenger seat. You know, just because every day I had students, and they would basically do my job for me. And eventually, I hardly ever got out of the. Like, I make him do everything a lot of times. There's this one guy. He was very annoyed. First of all, he was very annoyed with the pay. The pay was very little. Basically, they were only getting like $65 a day, which is nothing. It's like less than minimum wage, because if they're working 12 hours a day, because they're on a daily basis, and because they're getting paid to train. This one guy, he was just like, how come I'm getting only paying this? And like the amount of work that I was asking him to do, I'm like, dude, everyone has got to do this. I'm sorry, I can't change everything, but this is what you do. All right? You're getting trained right now. All right? I'm pushing all my skills onto you as much as I possibly can, you know? And because that's the one time it was raining, it was downpour, and he was just done. He was just like walking in the fucking downpouring rain and just like, I hate this so much. This is sucks. The fact that I'm not getting paid right now. And like, and it was just like, I'm sorry. I really, yeah, it just, I, yeah, but you know, again, training, you know, but there was a lot of times where I wouldn't get out, but I thought a lot of times I would, but.
Definitely. It depends on the person, doesn't it, though?
It does. Like, it does.
You kind of just got to judge each person. Like in the chat, they had a driver. I'm having an orgasm. Had a driver out with you a couple of weeks ago. No longer works with them. So he took over driving because it's so bad. That's like the other end of the spectrum. Like in that, you're on edge, aren't you? I had one train with me a couple of weeks back to do like a holiday cover and stuff. And I've said no. I said he's not driving the lorries. Not the Roros anyway. Because he was like, he's been jumping in skips, and then he was like, jumped in a brand new Roro and just started tanking it down the road and sitting right up people's asses like, mate, you can't drive that. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And that was, again, mentally exhausting, but the opposite direction. It was just like, oh, like, I'm not a nervous passenger, but that was
awful. Did he at least have an understanding of the vehicle and how it feels into corners of, or was he just fucking sending it?
He just sent it. His only experience is literally skip lorries. And before that, vans. That's his experience. And he just jumped in the railroad, and within like an hour, he was just chucking it around corners. I was like, mate, this is not a tipper. You can't do that. And luckily, it was all empty ones, and I was like kind of judging him more his driving and how he was going to cover a holiday. And I was just kind of sat like, cause I knew it was a brand new lorry and it was fine on certain things. And I was just sat there going, you can't do this. This is not. This is not on.
Yeah, you're gonna have a wreck in this time.
Yeah, we've had enough rolls. We don't need any more. You're not driving.
Do you ever press on the imaginary brake?
Oh my god!
Yeah, done that. Yeah.
Or you brace yourself, don't you? Like, you know the corner's coming. You're just like, reading, so I'm bracing. Much. Oh,
I see a lot of time awful. Too. A lot of time too. Like, in order to put from a standstill when you're stopped and you're trying to put it into gear on our transmissions in America, right?
Yeah.
You have to put your clutch all the way to the ground. Now, you guys put your clutch to the ground, but we have to put it all the way to the ground because there's a little mechanism at the very bottom of the clutch that stops the clutch inside from spinning. All right? Because that needs to be 100% stopped before you can put it into gear. It's called a clutch brake. All right?
Right.
And so if you don't press the clutch all the way, it'll go... And then in. No, but if you put it extra down, it goes in and you can put it into gear a little quicker.
So it's like we've got synchronizers, haven't we, on our gearboxes?
You do. It's just that a lot of people don't even, a lot of people who do drive in manuals and they've driven manuals for years and years and years, they don't really understand the clutch brake. I love the clutch brake. I love understanding it. Because it took a while. It's like trying to understand something you can't see. You know, like, it does this, but why is it doing that? You know what I mean? So it's very hard for people to wrap people's head around. But yeah, it's just that clutch that is connected to the motor is not actually... That needs to stop spinning before you can put it into gear.
Okay. I thought a lot of your driving you did, like, you would put in without using a clutch.
That's when you're moving, when you're driving.
When you're stopped.
Yeah, you can't. Otherwise, because that clutch is spinning.
Right.
If the clutch is all the way up, it's spinning, it's connected to the motor, all right?
Yeah.
And then to stop, so basically by putting the clutch down, you're disconnecting the clutch from the motor, and then now you need to press it all the way down even more to get the clutch to stop. And then you put it into gear, then you lift the clutch up, and then the clutch and the motor engages.
And then it re-engages and goes again, yeah.
And then goes. So yeah, that's what... So the only time anybody ever really needs to use a clutch, is when you're stopped. Like, the only other way out of that is that you got to turn the engine off, all right? Then put it into gear, then start the truck, but then you're going to shoot forward. It's the thing. And, like, just knowing that, it's actually very handy, because if your clutch ever goes out, at least you know how to actually start rolling. But put it in the lowest possible gear, like the absolute lowest gear, but you will shoot forward. And, you know, so... just a little bit. So, but yeah, you can still have the clutch down. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just how you can get it in without using the clutch brake.
That's cool. That is quite interesting. That's a little bit different to how we... Well,
that sounds very different.
That's very different, yeah.
But,
And I know you can float between gears over here, but I couldn't...
Yeah, I do it in the car once in a while, but I grind. I just experiment, just like... It's kind of tough.
I've never even attempted to float a gear before. Never attempted to float a gear.
Like, you can get the revs right. I know you can, but it's got to be precision over here, surely.
I've tried to because when you're in reverse on these trucks, well, someone said that you're not supposed to be going into reverse 2 on these DAFs, but
is that like a faster than reverse?
Yeah, like a second gear in reverse.
So I was talking to someone, he reckons that you're not supposed to be putting it into like R2, but it has a high range reverse and a low range reverse. So it must have a high range reverse for a reason.
Why can't you put it into 2? Because Gav says notes, we've got 4 in the Volvos. You've got 4 reverse.
Yeah. On the automatics, I've used them a bunch of times where you can flick between the different reverse gears. But with this one here, you do have to rev match because it's not auto-synchronized for the reverse gears, which kind of makes sense because it means I think you'd have to put like another synchronizer, would it be, or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyways,
yeah.
So you've got to rev match it, and it is a fucking pain in the ass because obviously you can't set it off because R2 is too high of a gear to just set off. Unless so you're probably
it's a bit like a jump.
You'll end up killing it.
Yeah, yeah. You can't even slip it to try and get it in like that. So you have to try and get it. But obviously you're reversing, which means you're trying to concentrate and you're trying to get your... And like I did nearly go into a ditch while trying to get it into the... Trying to flick it, because obviously you've got to put it into neutral, flick it up and then get it back into reverse again to try and do that. And it was a bit of a pain in the ass. I did nearly ditch it. Oh, that wouldn't be good. Gaffer would have been happy about that.
The one in my Volvo, you've got four, but I don't know if it's the same with yours, Gav, but one and two will go in like easily, but you have to be stopped to go into three or four. And if you're in, you've got to get an oomph though in it, like what? Clutch burnout. I don't know if it's just my truck, but it's like, if you want to go in three or four, you have to like sit stationary and pump into three and then go. But then like, if you're on a little bit of a hill or something, it goes, oh, clutch burning or something like that, overheating clutch. I'm like, I don't know, break it.
But clutch overload.
Just... Yeah. What's Gav say?
I've seen that message a few times.
Yeah, which but on a brand new lorry, I'm like, oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah, don't burn the clutch out on a new lorry.
So, but the best advice I suppose I could give everybody is just leave it in one and go nice and slow. You have more control. Less chance of an accident, all right? And just be nice and safe. Just keep it low. Yeah.
Good advice, but not fun.
I can't when it's dry. When it's wet, that's fine. I can go in that.
But... What is the difference between if it's dry?
What, you mean like you can't go you can go fast, you can't go fast?
No.
Are you being impatient?
Having it in R1, like basically reversing in the low gear on my truck... is not a good idea if there's any amount of dust, because my fan is matched to the direct connected or something like that. I was talking to the team about this, and he said he asked me, he could hear it, like the fan is direct connected. And I've got no engine covers because of the type of vehicle it is. There's no engine covers back there, so it is just a massive fan, which instantly is a nice brand new fan that is perfectly intact because some knob end may have put it into water. We're not talking about that, but so basically, if there's any amount of dust, it's just like it's crazy. Like you'll have to I'll have to stop because I can't see anymore.
No, I hear you. Same situation. See. On a hot day when we're driving and I'm in low gear, and it does even going forward.
No.
Mine does it occasionally.
You have never seen anything like when the other trucks reverse into the same spot, they make a bit of dust. This is unreal. This looks like a dust storm.
So basically, it's like somebody with a leaf blower is just blowing all the dust from the road and just blowing
it. It would be like a team of people with dust blowing. It's like I swear, like I've had it where I think I've told you this, where because I've said about how bad it had about this. Well, no, but I said there was the guy that parked badly, and I went past him, and I just couldn't see his car.
That's
his
right.
Car disappeared. Like it will create create dust in the whole of the yard, not even just near the truck, the whole of the yard. It's like, you know them tanks where they have like the smoke where they can like make the tanks all disappear?
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's your unbelievable. Truck like anti, you know, like police chase sort of thing, so if you fuck
it
up,
is yes
put your
yes
foot
it
down,
is yeah yeah
we've lost sight right. We've lost sight. Fucking dust cloud.
All you have to do just put it into neutral and just let it rev, and it will just be fucking craziness. The only thing that I've seen create more dust, or nearly as much dust, is weirdly the big vacuum trucks.
Really?
The what trucks?
The I'm trying to think what they're probably called now. I've driven one.
Street cleaners,
yeah, but not that. Cause what we call them in England?
They don't put that much. They don't put that much dust.
Well, okay, we have one that
road
does.
Sweeper.
Road sweeper, fucking honestly. Thank you, Spanner.
That's the word. We've only got like a little miniature one of them, but they are quite fun. They,
a lovely ground sunflower Thursday.
You what?
Gavlar said, I have a loaded ground sunflower Thursday, and I couldn't see behind me for 2 miles. I'm guessing it must be quite
dusty. Yeah, that's meant to be quite powdery. Dusty. Yeah. That's like flour, isn't it?
The worst one I've ever had was palm leaf. But is it palm extract or something like that? Because you know, like for palm sugar and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically all of the extra stuff, and that is the worst. Fucking, it is so, so bad. Palm kernel. Yeah, this lad has used this stuff. Have you had it where it's fallen down like you into your clothes and stuff like that? And I was just itching.
Like, is this in a tipper?
Like touching fiberglass or something? You know, you touch fiberglass and it's like little needles.
It's honestly, it's somehow worse because it's finer and it goes everywhere and it covers you and no matter what
finer
you
do. Finer than baby powder?
But it's like a different irritant. Though. Yes. Because I have had similar when I was haymaking and it's like meadow hay and it's all litchy and horrible and spores.
Oh, it's horrible,
it's the same sort of thing. Yeah, go on.
I was thinking baby powder. Is that not...
That is fine as you get.
Well, I was going to say, because honestly, it is that fine. It's kind of, it's attached to like stalks, but as soon as you touch it, it's like moon dust powder. It's like just the finest. Okay. But
yeah.
Baby powder, would that not require like ADR and shit?
Excuse me? Require what?
ADR, dangerous goods.
Because it's worse than asbestos, flour.
Well, there's also potential asbestos in it.
Baby powder.
You know, Johnson's.
Well, not talcum powder.
Oh, well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Talcum powder and baby powder.
You know what? Weirdly, me and Caleb had a conversation about talcum powder this week, or maybe last week.
How much to buy with the baby oil?
Well, no, it's because we were talking about it because we've got some talcum powder that isn't talcum powder. It's like a substitute for it. But like talcum powder in the UK, by the way, someone's just put in the comments, have we actually started yet? I should probably introduce everyone because I've just realised we've not done the introduction. We're like half an hour in.
A long time ago. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I'm Tom. This is Chloe. This is David. Everyone's introduced. Let's continue about talcum powder because that's where we're at the point. But like talcum powder in the UK, at least, that doesn't contain asbestos, but apparently it's like this. It's all part of the same mineral family or something.
Well, the talc grows next to asbestos or produces. It's like literally the minerals are like dormant next to each other.
Yeah.
And they're like one makes the other or something like that. They are. It's so hard when they like produce the talc and then make the stuff. It's very hard for them not to get asbestos with it. Like it just comes off with it. If that makes sense. But I think there was like a massive thing about it, and I'm guessing loads was brought back. But then actually, that if you look into it properly, it's all in our makeup and all sorts. There's loads of asbestos in that.
It's everywhere. Crazy shit.
It's absolutely everywhere. And I use talcum powder all the time. Love it.
Yeah, talcum powder's great.
Talcum powder's amazing.
There we go. I have a query for you guys. I've got an interesting one. So just quickly, your cable, this is for the people who are listening, you won't have a clue what we're talking about, but David, your cable looks like some kind of like Stranger Things pulsing thing because it's moving with the apples behind and it looks like it's pulsating and it is very weird and I don't know how I feel about it. It's making me feel a bit strange.
By the way, happy Apple Day.
Is that why you've got apples behind you?
Why is it Apple Day?
I don't know. I just click on the button, I click the date, there's the day that it is, and I just get the picture. Yeah, this is what I do.
Who decides like what days are what?
I don't know. Right, so I'm sure. Right, the part I'm okay with is someone going to like whatever it is, say Congress or whatever, and being like, and then people being there like, yeah, okay, we have to decide should we make this an Apple Day or not. The thing that I've got a problem with is the person who's like, I love apples. I love apples so much. I think that they need their own day. In fact, I am going to go to Congress. I'm going to go to the UK government. I'm going to go to the European Union. And I'm going to force the point that apples should have their own day. That's how much I love them. No, that person then needs locking up. That's not okay. You've put too much thought into this. You cannot like apples that much. What the fuck are you doing?
It's right, apples. Well, come on.
If you could make a day for anything random, what would it be?
National Truck Drivers Day.
Ooh.
Which there is one
of them.
I was literally about to say, I bet you that is a thing.
That's got to be a thing.
They have a National Truck Drivers Week in America. Maybe a month, but...
I think they've started doing stuff over here because we get free coffees every now and then, don't we?
Yeah.
I think that might be like...
In fact, guys, we've missed it. It was last week.
What?
National Truck Driver Appreciation Day is celebrated on 4th of October.
Well, no one made that obvious. That's like they just go, we're not going to tell
anyone
about that.
Is this in America?
Apple Day. Don't forget Apple Day.
Right.
Is this in England or America?
This is in America, but right. Okay. So I'm going to talk about Gemini, and my missus is sat next to me, so you may hear a sigh throughout the this, because she's sick of me talking about Gemini. But it's fucking amazing.
What is it like the birth?
No. Gemini is Google's. You know how like the Google AI assistant.
Oh,
but right.
It was pretty good, but there was a lot of things you just couldn't ask it, and a lot of the time it'd be like, "I'm sorry, I don't know how to help with this," and it was a bit. Yeah, but so they've got a new one called Gemini, and it is fucking unbelievable. And it's also integrated into a lot of things. And so, when I've searched this, it's got an AI overview, and it says National Truckers Appreciation Day, celebrated on October 1st. And underneath it says, here are some ways to celebrate National Truck Appreciation Day. Roll down your window and give a thumbs up to every truck you see.
Okay.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, bad. Great. I mean, I'm sure you'll get some fingers back out the window because someone thinks you're being a cheeky fuck. But yeah, I don't. But like the Gemini thing, AI now is fucking crazy. Like it is crazy. So I'll tell you some of the things that we did with it because I just thought it was gonna be like the old Android assistant. Pretty fun, but you know, we use it here, so like it controls the lights and shit like that, and you know, I get it to set alarms, but it's fairly simplistic in what it can do, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Same thing as Siri and stuff like that. You are limited, and you understand the limitation. That's fine. So, so our dog, we didn't know. We kind of had an idea as to what breed. Knew it was a Jack Russell, but didn't know what it was crossed with.
Right.
In fact, where is she? She's not nearby. Bye. Come here. Come here. Right.
She's a
Scottish. For those people who are listening, come here.
Tom's picking up a dog.
So this, so this is the dog I'm talking about. This is Bye.
Looks like a rat.
No.
He's a cute little scruffy dogs.
Oh, that's lovely. Seeing some Deadpool tongue action there.
Yeah.
Right. So we didn't know. And I took a picture with the Gemini. And it comes back and goes, looks like this is a Jack Russell Border Terrier cross. Like she has really nice eyebrows and stuff like it. We took a picture and it understood what the dog was and told us immediately. Off one picture, which is just crazy. And we went back searched it and started looking at pictures of crosses. Honestly, that's exactly what she is. But the fact that it knew that, oh, it's cleverer than that.
Some stuff is very helpful.
Well, we took a picture of a plant in the window. And the plant's not been doing very well. And so we took a picture of it. And it said, this plant is a da 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 da. It looks like it's not doing so well. You could try moving it to a different window where there's more light, or try watering it less. And so it knew what the plant was, And we just found out we didn't ask it that. It knew there was a problem and knew how to fix it off one picture.
That
which
is very clever.
Just crazy. Like, that is like mind-boggling. And now,
scary.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's kinda, yeah.
You know, Elon, have you seen the new Elon's things where he actually has robots now?
I was literally about to say that. Have you seen that?
No.
There's actually the iRobots from the robots from iRobot.
Is this not like people in costumes and dancing?
No, this is real. This is like literally a few years ago.
That was like 7 or 8 years ago when he did the thing with the people with the costumes. But now there's actually robots walking along next to you, and they're walking like really slow robots. You know what I mean? But here's the thing, they're creating it looking like a person with legs and arms and all that kind of thing. But that's, research has said that, and you know what? That's actually not the perfect robot. The perfect robot has it on four legs. All right. That way it's just, is able to move a lot better, because the creating a robot with arms and legs, it's just not that great. You know, when it comes to, that's why the dog is great. You know, that dog that they kick around. But it was interesting. And plus, Elon came up with the first car to have no steering wheel and no pedals. So it's basically taxis. So he's done that now as well. That's his latest.
So taxi drivers are gone now. We don't have taxi drivers.
You're basically, instead of you being a taxi driver, you're going to be controlling like a fleet of vehicles, and you're just going to be managing them from a building.
Oh, anyone can bloody do that, can they? That's scary. But these robots, though, they're like $30,000 as well, aren't they? They're not like...
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, you actually look into it, they're only 30... Well,
can you buy them?
$30,000, yeah.
Only $30,000?
I say only $30,000.
That might be more in David's budget. It's definitely not on ours.
All right, ignore it.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if they're only... Technically, you'd think something like that would be a lot more money, wouldn't you?
I would think $250,000 or something, you know?
Yeah, these robots apparently will literally be like, you know, the ones you see in the movies and stuff. They'll do your cooking and they'll clean. And, well, I don't know about cooking. They'll do your cleaning. They'll do your laundry.
It's still very slow.
Yes. Like, but you can buy one for $30,000.
But I actually, so to go back to Google Home and Gemini, when I first got Google Home, and when I first got like that, because I started, I had quite a few of them, so it was like integrating into my house best I could do. But it was very cool, because I love Star Trek, and the idea of having the computer, like where you can talk to the computer and stuff like that, was just crazy to me.
Yeah.
But realistically, when you look at that compared to the next generation of Gemini, it's just a different level. It's comical in comparison to what you're actually getting now. And I think that's that same thing will apply to the first generation of these robots that are coming out. Like, it will be incredibly limited in them tasks that it actually can do.
Yeah.
And what it can integrate with. And, you know, it'll be one of them things of like, yes, you're going to ask it to cook for you, but I think it won't be actually cooking for you. I think it'll be able to assist in the kitchen where it can stir this pot, and you'll be able to say, can you stir this for me? And it'll be an assistant in that sort of way. But I don't think these new robots, which is, don't get me wrong.
Not the these ones, but a few generations from now, they will be.
The fact that we are talking about this, though,
is crazy. The fact that we're talking about, oh yes, the robots. I mean, but then,
but it's like in a minute, it's gonna be like one of those films, isn't it? Where you watch like iRobot, where it's just everyone's got one, and that is just lifestyle. And
what was that one with the Become Human? Was it? Is it? So no, the Channel 4 one where they all look like actual people.
Oh, is it Humans or something? I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, Humans. Think it is.
Yeah, that looks freaky. And then there's like a film, Megan or whatever, isn't it? That looks scary. And
oh my God, Megan. Yeah, that's...
I did not watch that. I don't like scary things. That does not appeal to me in the slightest.
No. Oh, can I talk about... This is not scary. Sorry. So, we've learned something about my son recently.
Back the fuck
where
up.
Where does this come from?
Where
like
is this
stuff?
Going? Because we're just talking about Meghan. So how are we on your son now?
I'm sorry. Actually, I don't know why it made me think of it. But it was,
How did a film about a murderous AI robot?
I was watching a video somehow. And it made him. It made him cry. And I thought it was a scary video that he was, but he wasn't. Okay. So here's the thing. We've learned that my old Desmond, the 4-year-old, very empathic. I'm like, so he was watching this video. It was a cartoon. And it was kind of teaching you about not everything lives forever. And they were singing and all that kind of stuff. But she ended up feeding her goldfish way too much food. And the goldfish died. And that made the girl very sad. Yeah. And so the girl is very sad and everything. And then the next part of it, the dog got off his leash and he ran away. And now she's looking everywhere for the dog.
Oh my
and
God.
It's just... but it's
this is like the saddest video ever. What the fuck?
Yeah. And... and Desmond is just crying, watching.
I think
it.
I would cry at this video.
You know what I mean? As in, like, he was like, I was like, are you okay? What are you watching? Please don't tell me you're watching another scary thing where people are burying the main characters
what have you
alive.
Watched?
You know? And it was just like, I don't want to cry. I don't know why I'm crying. I don't want to cry. But I'm crying. You know what I mean? I was like, so I rewatched it and I found out, like, oh my God, all right, this is all about death. And basically, not everything is going to be there forever and it's okay to cry and all that kind of stuff. But it was just very, I don't know. I learned a lot about him because he's a very emotional child, like ridiculously emotional. And I was just like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, it's so annoying. But then now I realize that, like, a lot of time he's crying because he's, I don't know, he's just, but
he's feeling
anyway. He's very empathic, you know. And I didn't realize that. And so I'm sure we're going to be expecting a lot of that in the future, you know.
That's cute.
But he's still a dickhead. He really is, you know. But deep down, he really does care.
He's a caring dickhead.
What other people feel, you know.
That's
and
cute.
I don't know. It I learned so much. I had no idea that kids could be like. I've never seen a kid just watch a show and all of a sudden they're crying because before. A couple of, like a month ago, he was watching Minecraft. People playing Minecraft, and the villagers in Minecraft were burying the two main characters that are on the YouTube video. And he ended up walking over to mommy, and she was just like, he was absolutely scared, and he was crying, and like, and then she had to rewatch what he just watched. I'm like, oh my God, the villagers are killing the two guys, or they're dead, and they're burying them, or something. You know what I mean? But he was very sad because he's got a lot of passion for those two main characters.
Me and Kale, like, even still, in fairness, but like, as a kid, I would have a very like to even to like inanimate objects, like the idea of like there was, I had like, I had a train that was broken and I couldn't throw it away because it would be sad if I threw it away,
yeah.
And even though I knew it, like. Logically, it's a train. It is a piece of plastic with some metal in it. But even like, I was just like, oh no, it'd be sad. I can't throw that away. It's like a thing. And, you know, I very much so. And like, kind of, I'm trying to think what that word is where you kind of like associate feelings with inanimate objects. And yeah, it's like, but like, I vividly remember like a fish dying and. Like, and it was only in there for like 24 hours. I think actually we hadn't got the water right before you put it in there. And I was just devastated by this fish dying. And it's a fish. They die. That's one of them things. But I don't know. I do get quite attached. I struggle when.
Emotional with it, yeah.
You know what I can't throw away? Sorry, is I'm one of these parents that holds on to every single stupid drawing that my kid does. He basically had brown paint. He mixed all the paints together, which makes a lovely, wonderful color of brown. And he smished this around and everything. And he poked a couple of holes with his finger because it was all moist and wet and everything. And it's still on our kitchen table. I've like one time I was like, no, I can't throw it away. Because he was so impressed with himself. I couldn't do it.
Aww.
Even though it doesn't matter to him. Like he's kind of forgotten it's even there or it even exists or whatever. You know what I mean? I still can't throw it away. So it gets put into a pile with the rest of the fucking garbage that he makes. And then I just cannot fucking throw it away because he's the one who made it. And I just can't do it. You know?
Oh, bless him.
I love him to bits though.
This week we found out David's a softy.
Logan, I've discovered Logan's very caring, and in a way he's suddenly come out of his shell and being like very stand up for people, if that's the best word to say. So he was in the office on Friday, and he was in with a little girl called Amelia, or another little girl that is my boss's daughter, and they were playing like Roblox or whatever. And I think my boss walked in and Amelia was like, the daughter was messing around. And he's like, "What are you doing?" Like, tiling her off. And Logan stands up and he goes, "I don't think you should speak to her like that.
What, I think you should stop that.
She's being very well behaved." Literally something along those lines is what my boss told me. And I was just like, "Oh my, well, at least you know he's, you know, on the good side." And it's not the first time he's done it. I've heard he's done it at school a few times, or he's done it to me or something. And he's very...
But as your boss, that must have derailed him so badly.
I was just like...
Because he's now in a position where he can either double down in front of a child and be a dick, or he now has to apologise, and now he can't bring that ever back up again because he's now apologised. He has been told off by a child.
By a little seven-year-old.
So what did he do?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask what he did. I just said, "Oh, well, at least, you know, morally he's correct." I didn't delve in. I just said, "Oh, well, at least, you know, he's morally correct." And he's
what relationship was Amelia to the boss?
The daughter.
Daughter, okay. Yeah. All right, because that's basically how he's used to talking to her, probably, and which isn't good. But you know, my kid, I could kind of, he understands that how I speak to him. Sometimes he understands that I'm not being an asshole. I'm just doing it because it's kind of a joking way. I'm like, "What are you doing over there?" And like, and he's a big smile on his face. And like, one thing I've learned with him, Duel, he does the pee pee dance where he doesn't want to go pee. But we can tell he needs to pee.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm like, so I just basically said, "Do not pee."
He doesn't want to. He's too excited. Yeah.
So I'll tell him, "Do not pee. If you, Desmond, get back here. You do not go into that toilet, and you do not pull up that seat, and you do not pee in that toilet." And he's just like, "I pee in the toilet, Daddy." And then next time I'll get you. And then he walks, he's at the point now where he walks out with his pants all the way down to his ankles, underwear down to the bed's ankles, and like I'm like, "You," and he wants us to lift up his thing, and he can do it just fine because he's done it for months, and all of a sudden he's reverted back to we have to pull his underwear and his pants up. So now I'll say, do not put those pants up. Oh, I'm warning you. And he's smiling the entire time. He knows I'm joking, but it's just because I'm saying don't do it, he wants to do it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have.
That's
to do
so cute,
this.
Though. So going on from this, so I've had a couple of instances like this last week or two where my memory has just been. It's not my memory. I think, you know, when you got too much going on that you just forget things.
Yeah.
So what have you forgotten?
So the first thing I forgot was Logan's lunch for school.
More importantly, the thumbnail for last week's podcast. All right. All right, forget about Logan's thing. You were supposed to do the thumbnail, and you never did the thumbnail.
I was waiting for this to happen.
So if you...
He's not showered yet.
Anybody who's watching this and they want to go to YouTube, they're not going to see any thumbnail picture on last week's episode. Let's see if there's one on this week's episode.
Yeah, you leave your comments, you abuse. It's fine. I think Logan... I'm going to prove that I was, you know, forgetful, and it wasn't just you that I forgot about. So at the beginning of the week, I like forgot Logan's lunches. And then, of course, I was out in the lorry. And by the time I'd realised, I was like, "Oh, no, fucking hell, what am I going to do?" sort of thing. And I messaged the group chat of, like, parents. And I said, "What's the protocol if I've forgotten lunch?" And one of the mums was like, "Oh, don't worry. I'll make you a lunch and sort it out and send it in with my son. And Logan can have that."
Oh,
like,
that's awesome.
I was like, "Oh, you were absolute doll. Like, amazing. Thank you so much." And all in while, like,
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Logan sat there going, "Don't worry, mummy. We'll get it sorted. It is what it is." And now he is like the moral of reason. You know, he's just like, "It's all good. don't just chill. Don't worry. We'll sort it out. Anyway,
calm down, ma'am.
God send that mother. You are? Yeah.
So calm down, ma'am.
And then the next one was a bit more of a traumatizing one. So the poor child. So I got in a bit early because I had a busy day. So I got in early. Logan was up and he gets up early. And I just kind of chucked some trackies and a t-shirt on him. I like, didn't bother with pants or anything. I thought, I'll put it all in the bag. You know, let's just get out the door. Let's go in. Comfy clothes. I'll get him changed before school. Anyway, I get in. We get in the truck and I'm on my way to one of my jobs. And I suddenly remember I didn't pack pants.
Sorry.
And I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. And Logan's like, whoa, mum, don't swear. I'm like, sorry, mate. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just stressing. Like, why are you stressing? What are you stressing about? I'm like, I forgot your pants. And he goes, oh, I'm not wearing pants. I was like, yeah. And I haven't got pants to send you in school with either. I was thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Wait, like, so how was he in the truck without pants?
Does he buckle himself
in? He had trackies on.
He had pants. He just didn't have his
school pants. He had trousers.
Pants.
He just didn't have school pants. Gotcha. Like underwear pants.
Right, okay. You see that? That's like kind of a critical thing. Okay. If I forgot his pants,
that would be a lot worse.
That some people have.
That's kind of why I laughed out loud there, because I was thinking, as like, she forgot to wear pants one day. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That would be like traumatizing. No, so his underwear.
I've had that dream.
I think everyone has. So yeah. Obviously, I can't send him to school without underwear. So I'm stressing and I'm like, oh, we're going to have to do this and we're going to have to do that. And then he was like, just calm down, mum, and think about it. We'll get it sorted. It's all right. Honestly, he was absolutely fantastic. He was amazing. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll sort it. And then I thought logically and I rung one of the other drivers and got him to help me out, which gave me a little bit more time. And then we tanked it down and did this job. And we were like, right, we're going to have to run to a shop, Logan. And I looked at the traffic to see which way to decide the shop. And we were like, right, we're going this way. And he hates big shops. He hates supermarkets and big shopping. And he honestly was just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. And we legged it around the shop so fast. And it was like supermarket sweep. And we couldn't find the pants anywhere. We're like, where's my pants? All I could bloody think about was like, do you remember around the twist, like without my pants? That's always in my head, just constantly in my head. And we finally find his pants. He sees the coolest t-shirt. He was like, can we get it? And I was like, hell yeah, you've been amazing. Let's go. So we end up with an extra t-shirt and like the dinosaur one that you
don't
loved,
even look at the
like,
price. You're like,
I didn't even look. I was just like, you know what? You've been absolutely fantastic. Let's buy one. You know, I'm well happy to buy you one. Finally got in pants. They were burger pants of all things. Why would they have burgers on them? Don't know. We went for it. Raced to school. Got him there just in time for school with pants on. Woohoo. And it was... The poor child, I'm surprised he's not traumatized from this. However, I did suddenly think, like, watching, like, Inside Out, you see about core memories and stuff. And I was like, I wonder if that's, like, a core memory. Like, I don't know if it's a good core memory or, like...
For you?
You know, one of those when... Yeah, no, for, like, him and that. Because when you were a kid and that, you remember weird little things, don't you, that are funny and exciting for you?
Well, weirdly, I do remember, like, I remember going to... My mum was going to university and I went to the... at the on-site, I'm guessing it must have been preschool.
Yeah,
that's what it must have been. So this, I must have been very, very young, and not having, and she didn't pack me lunch. So I'm guessing she must have thought, I don't know. And it's one of them things that I actually kind of look back fondly on, even though I think it might have been a bad memory, but it's not to me. So
no, it's one of those that you might remember. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just how you make of it, isn't it, really? And make fun of it. And yeah, I was stressing, but honestly, Logan just made it an easy experience. And I was just like, oh my God, like these kids grow up so fast. And he's so chilled. And the thing is, what he's saying to me is what I normally say to other people. And I'm just like,
yeah, that's why he's saying it, I suppose. Yeah.
I'm like, this works, man. I'm glad I do this sort of shit.
Yeah.
You know? It was just.
Honestly, he's going to be a good kid. He is going to be a good kid.
I hope so. He's such a good lad already.
How old is he now again?
7. He's about to be 8. 7.
God. It's terrifying.
Time flies so fast.
Oh, God, yeah. It's
anyway, terrifying. That was my bad mother of the week sort of incident. There's always one.
I think, I was about to say David's got one worse, but it wasn't true, was it, about him leaving the kids?
You know, no. I was on a way home there from wherever we were, and we're about to get onto the freeway, and my son goes, "Daddy, you forgot to buckle me in." Oh shit! God damn it! Like, I have to cross so many lanes of traffic because I was literally just about to merge or about to get on, and like, okay, let's go in. Quickly, click, 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 click. Okay, thank you very much for telling me. I've just, you know, I forgot. I'm
trying to think what I've done. I can't think of any you know that I've done.
This is what you know. What pisses me off? So Jackass. You remember Jackass with Johnny Knoxville, yes, and all that kind, yeah, of thing? They did this practical joke to where they put a car seat on top of a vehicle.
Yeah.
And then they drive off, and then everybody's chasing after them, as in like, and they're just laughing. Oh my god, everyone's falling for the fucking joke. You can't not. You have
That's
to fucking
awful.
Presume. You have yeah. to presume that there's a fucking child in there, because why would there
yeah,
be?
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Like, I just thought that was. Like, you're just being dickheads.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's quite a mean joke, isn't it? That's.
Yeah, it's just when there's a child that could.
Possibly... Else as well, if that happens again, and then people are there, they'll be like. Oh well, it's
not
just a practical joke. Yeah,
I looked stupid last time. I tripped over this one, and blah blah blah. Oh. You know, just...
yeah, there should be some things that just aren't that are definitely on off list. Like it's not, yeah,
it's not.
Shouldn't be laughing and joking about it.
It was funny, and I did laugh.
Oh, you're such a bad person.
Wasn't, you know, and it was just like, oh my god. But then when you're an actual parent. You know, and all that kind of stuff. It was just like, it was a different
yeah,
story.
Yeah, once you know a parent, you're like, yeah, maybe not. This is not cool anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, stop eating chocolate.
Why? Don't tell him. Don't tell him what to do.
Just... Yeah, but he's full of cold, so he keeps going. As he's eating.
That's true, I am, yeah. That's true, I am.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to help the people listening in vehicles.
So, you guys are parents. All right.
I lost some
allegedly. Yeah, yeah.
So we were down in Southern California visiting. We were surprising her, my wife's mother-in-law. My wife's mother. So my mother-in-law for her 70th birthday. And
yeah.
That's fine, you know, whatever. So Desmond gets his own bed. He does pee the bed every fucking night. Every fucking night he always pees. So we made sure we brought some pee pads,
stuff.
nice, big, huge pee pad that practically covers the entire bed. But you know, but yeah. It's a little overkill. But I went ahead and just did it anyway. But
yeah,
for the first time ever in his entire life, he pooped himself when he was sleeping. So I hear calling me. And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, don't look at me. Or he was like, there's something happened. And I couldn't hear because we have white noise going on. So sometimes it's kind of hard if he kind of talks quietly. I can't hear him. You know, I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, is everything okay? And I can smell something. I'm like, oh no, oh you pooped. It's okay, whatever. You know, I didn't want to embarrass him, but he's never done it before. I'm like, fuck. Out of all the places to fucking do it, he did it right here. And it was just like, it's okay, whatever, you know, I changed them, I wiped them, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just, it was really disgusting. Poop is, on a baby, you can kind of get over, but he's not. He's a little boy now, you know what I mean? He's 4 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a point in which poop changes.
Yeah.
And that is that's just a regular poop. That's not baby poop. There is baby poop, and there is just poop.
Yeah.
So
it was fine. And most of it got, it was already still in the underwear and all that kind of. I'm really sorry to our listeners, but I'm saying this, but.
I think they've heard worse from us.
Yeah. And so it was all cleaned up and everything. And, you know, I sorted it all out. 2 hours later, he screamed to me again. I'm like, and he did it again. But this time, it didn't all remain inside in his underwear. It everywhere.
Tummy or something?
I don't know what it was. He was holding it in or something, but it went everywhere inside. And it was just, oh no. I'm like, this time I had to call for backup. I was like, okay, so now he has to go to the shower. It's just, I really wish that I was home so I could at least put some gloves on. It was just, it was the poor guy.
You can't put gloves on in that situation. You just got to go.
No, because I didn't know where the gloves were because it's not my house. I mean, we're on vacation for Christ's sake. You know, it's someone else's house. I can't, but it was just, I don't know what happened. I don't know why. I don't know. It was a topic that I was going to bring up. And I can't remember how I transitioned into it either. But it was just a terrible situation. Since we were talking about kids and all that. But
poor little lad.
Yeah.
Hopefully that isn't a core memory. Hopefully that one.
It might be.
Remember,
you know, he's 4 years old.
Shit my pants.
Here's the thing. He's at the time now where he'll actually start remembering stuff. You know what I mean? Like, when you were 4 years old, I can remember shit when I was 4 years old. You know, I can't really remember anything when I was 3 or 2. But now he's stuff that that happens for him right now is actually could be in a core memory. I kind of forgot about that. All right, I gotta stop hanging out the window.
If you start thinking about core memories, you start panicking. But then some of them are quite nice. You know, when you have a really good like time. Like we went and we had to pop into town earlier and we saw a steam train. And like Logan's ever been on like one steam train, which was like the Polar Express. And this was just a steam train in the wild. You know, this was something different. Like we just
on the way to Hogwarts. Across.
Yeah, it was just in the wild. And oh my god,
I've actually seen the Hogwarts Express.
Have you?
Yeah,
that's cool. But this one was just, we just went and literally went, oh, we know there's a steam train coming like in 5 minutes. Should we sit around and wait for a second? And oh my God, he was like, oh yeah, waiting. But then by the time it arrived, it was so exciting for him. And it was me and Daryl as well. And I think something as simple as that could be like one of those core memories again, where he's just like, that was amazing, you know, so cool. And when you start thinking about core memories, it starts making you think so much. It's weird. Yeah.
This is YouTuber. Who loves his trains. Do you know the one I'm talking about? The one YouTuber who loves his trains. He puts like a 360, an Insta 360 on his face.
I think that this guy might not be all he see. I think this is an act. You should look
isn't
at
there
it.
Meant to be more to Francis. There you go. That's his name, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think he's quite as legitimate as he makes out.
Oh well.
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
I don't know. It seems fake to me. It's not just me. I mean,
how excited he gets. I'm sure some of the train conductors get excited if they see him. I'm like, oh my God, hey, look at that.
I know,
guy.
But I do think there is a fakeness to it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But you could be ruining the joy of something so sweet and innocent.
Can we?
That's what I do.
Can we dip into? Hold on, I want to. So there's that TV show, Tom. You wanted me to watch. It was a Persons of Interest. You know what I mean? It's one of your favorite shows. Yeah. So excited about it. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? Fuck yeah! All right, I'll get to it. Once I have some time, I got to it. You know, and like I'm 3 episodes in. You know, that's 3 43-minute episodes in, and like, and then I kind of like. I'm like, okay, it's good. It's good. All right. I'm like, I don't know if I can get into it right now. There's a lot of TV shows going on right now. And so, you know, like I respected Tom's opinion and everything, right? So I'm thinking maybe Tom might respect my opinion as well. You know, like, so.
I just point out, I didn't know you watched Person of Interest.
I have told you that I've watched it.
I didn't listen.
Is this getting back at Tom for not liking What If?
Yes. So I asked Tom, like, seriously, if you've liked Marvel in the past, if you've liked anything, all right, just give it a chance. Maybe the first episode, not the best one. But
and they're
lasted.
Not long episodes.
He lasts, apparently, it turns out that he didn't even last halfway through the first episode.
Tom, right? They're like 10-minute episodes.
They're like 20.
Felt longer.
Oh, are they 20?
But and like, oh, I didn't like the animation. I don't like the graphic animation. And like, and I don't like, whatsoever her face is. Agent Carter.
I will watch another one and I'll have a crack.
You know what? If you want to skip to the one where what if Ultron gets the adamantium body, I think it is what it is, basically.
Okay, okay. That sounds more like
jump to that one, and then it goes out, and then it goes into something else. That's like,
yeah, it's the first couple aren't as good, but once it gets into it, it's very good.
I wasn't a big fan of the Asian character one either, but anyway, like I was fine. I liked it, but as in like.
You have to give it a chance.
I'll give it another second job. So where are you up to with Person of Interest?
Episode 3.
Okay.
I might not be able to go back to it because it's been a while.
He's but not giving it another chance.
It's just there's too many shows going on and the amount of shows that I have to watch. But I really wish because it's like Lost. I'm sure there's probably the same creators of Lost. Because a lot of the same people from Lost in it.
They actually answer the questions in Person of Interest. All of the questions they ask actually get answered. They don't just ask 50 more of them and hope that you forget about some of the other
which
questions.
Most people
that they've
do.
Asked.
Yeah.
Have any of you been watching the new series of Rings of Power?
Yeah, I have. No. I'm all caught up.
Yeah, I quite like that show.
Seriously.
Do you not like it?
the quality. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
You can see that they spent a lot of money. You can see that it's literally the most expensive TV show ever created. You know?
It's really good. Tom, have you not watched it at all?
No, I haven't watched a single episode.
You're not a Lord of the Rings guy?
No, it's all right. I'm not
a big fantasy
guy.
Which is fine. You don't have to be. You know?
I love the books.
Really good. It's just a really good series, is all. You know?
Yeah, and, it's really good.
But again, I want to watch Fallout. The Fallout TV series.
That's a good one. That's a good one too.
Have you not watched that yet?
It's very bingeable. Bingeable? Is that the word? Binge watching.
Yeah, bingeable. Yeah, I binged it too. Yeah, it was one of those, you know, where you're still awake and you're like, I've got to start at like 5 in the morning and it's like nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. Should we do another episode? Hell fucking yeah.
Lower Decks. Galvar said, have you watched Lower Decks? Fucking Lower Decks.
What's that one about?
Oh, that's the Star Trek Lower Decks, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
good.
It's like
that.
Basically just imagine like Rick and Morty or
sort of future
solar opposites. More solar opposites than Rick and Morty.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's Star Trek, isn't it? Lower Deck. So it's like the lower people, isn't it, that aren't really important.
Oh, I get you. Oh, okay. So like a lot of the red shirts would be part of it.
Well, yeah, it's based off an actual episode, which they did one in TNG and one in Voyager, where it doesn't follow any of the main cast. It follows all of the other people.
Would they be in the background? Would the main cast
the main characters
in it. Yeah,
yeah, the main, and they do make jokes there's one episode where one of like the main characters dies and then he's just back and they're like, well, how is he back? But it
when
is like
us, then?
But that's how it would be to like most people on like you know, Starship Enterprise or any of these TV
shows. They never
shows.
Tell
they're
us
like,
anything
wait
down here
he was dead, we had a funeral. And like I do, there's something about that idea
it
of
is,
like
yeah.
that the main characters are doing all this crazy shit around them and they're just there like, what the hell's going on? Yeah.
It's still crazy shit that happens, isn't it, to them? It's just, it is good. It is very funny, actually. I do like that one.
You know, there is this alien movie, but it was from the point of view of a couple of people on the ground. I can't... help me out with this one now, right?
Cloverfield? So,
Cloverfield. I was about to say, is it Cloverfield? Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Cloverfield?
It's Cloverfield. That was very good that they did that. What a great idea.
That was very
good. We have
clever.
No
have you
idea
seen them all?
What's
There's
happening.
There's a couple, isn't there?
There is. There was one there with John Goodman and some other girl from Scott
but
Pilgrim.
That wasn't, it really wasn't Cloverfield. I mean, I think it was the same sort of
It was
universe.
The same thing going on,
it,
but it was
wasn't
just
it called
like a
Cloverfield
weird
Paradox
story,
or something? Wasn't that was?
Yeah, something
no,
like that. Yeah,
no, it
is it the underground one?
Wasn't yeah. the Paradox one the space one?
Ooh, yeah, that one as well. That's right. That had a lot of people in it.
I think that was Cloverfield Lane.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. You were.
The Cloverfield Paradox was the space one, which I don't think I've watched, or maybe
Have
I watched
you
part
watched,
of it.
The Quiet Place, the new one.
They no.
Haven't. It's like day one or something, isn't it?
Day
Quiet
one.
Place day one.
Yeah, that was quite
is
good.
Is that out?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to come streaming. I've got to run my VPN, so I can't download anything unethical anymore. So I have to like...
Yeah,
so I'm just... Because I was paying like $99 for the VPN a year. I'm like, you know what? I think I could probably just buy the stuff that I want to see instead of doing it. You know?
So if you... if you down on Surfshark, and I think what you have to do is to get Surfshark, and then before the trial ends, cancel it and say that it was too expensive. And what you should do is you should get offered a membership for £2 a month.
Wow. Mm.
And so that's what I've got. It's like it's $2.35 a month
for how
or something
long?
Like that. That's it. I've had it for years now.
Oh,
well, look at that. Interesting.
And it's brilliant.
It is fine. You know what? I don't need to be downloading something immediately if I need it. You know, like I can wait, or I can like I just got BritBox, you know, the streaming service BritBox.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm sure there's lots of shows on there I can watch. Whatever. BritBox. I just wanted to watch. I just wanted to watch Red Dwarf. I have not caught up with Red Dwarf, and I didn't realize it was new seasons.
Dwarf. You know. I'll be honest with you. You're one of the only people who's told me that they've got BritBox, and you're not even in Britain.
I feel like BritBox is more for the Americans, really. You know who want to watch shows.
Do you know anyone who's got BritBox, Chloe?
To be honest, I don't.
I didn't even know it was still around.
David's living it up in America with BritBox.
Just for that one show.
Just for that one show.
Well, you know, I haven't really. There's not, no.
And you also get. You can get 4OD as well. That's quite good. And that's if you get the.
What's that mean?
Channel 4.
It's
stuff.
Channel 4 one. And you can watch it with adverts for free.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Father Ted's on there. So there's a bit of a taste of
it. I love Father Ted.
I'm surprised you guys like Father Ted, being Irish and all that.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like you guys are.
What's wrong with Irish?
Nothing wrong with Irish. Irish is the best. But I just feel like you guys don't think it. I don't know why I thought that. I don't think why would even but watching even
Father
the
Ted
fact that Mrs. Brown Boys, like the fact that it's available
like
in England too. I know you don't like it. I thought it was the fucking best thing ever. Just how unique it was. So fucking unique. Father Ted
in the chat.
The best.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. Have you watched that?
Holy shit. I have not thought about that show for quite a while.
What is that?
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
It's
weird, yeah. It's about this hospital. I'm trying to think like how to explain it. It's just very, very I think it kind of I'm trying to think what the
is a bit like Mighty Bushy styley, but
yes, that's exactly what I was trying to think of. I wonder if it has some DNA with Mighty Boosh.
I think it does, doesn't it? Or it's similar people, but I love Mighty Boosh.
It's a bit like how like Shaun of the Dead and stuff like that, because obviously Spaced had the same people coming across from that.
Yeah.
And
are they recreating Shaun of the Dead, or people are just watching it because it's like a 20-year anniversary or something?
It was a 20-year anniversary, wasn't it? So they brought it back out in cinema. Yeah, like remastered.
It was remastered, but so me and Kale went to go and see it because it's Kale's favourite film. She absolutely loves it. And
I can watch
as well,
that zombie film.
Could you pass me what I got you? Could you pass me what I got you? Check this, what I found.
Is that what he's wearing?
Yeah,
that's his name badge, isn't
awesome.
It?
Yeah.
So the badge that Sean,
you got pen on,
Sean?
Yeah. Which I managed to get that, and it's a very good replica of it. It's really, really, really good. But it was really cool to go and see this film that we've watched so many times back on the big screen. So I don't think I'd watched it.
I didn't watch it on the big screen.
No, I only ever watched it on DVD.
I think I'd have only been like. Oh no! So I've been nearly 20 at the time. God, that's so depressing.
But it's 20 years ago. So it came out in 2004.
Oh no, that's so bad. But
it's scary.
Watching it at the cinema was quite cool because there was a lot of things. It didn't. I'll be honest with you. It looked great. It looks as good as it always. But the thing I noticed,
it's aged well, hasn't it?
Was the audio. Like, there's so many things I couldn't, we hadn't watched them, like, when we watched it on the TV and stuff like that. And there's so, like, music in the backgrounds and, like, one of the characters is, like, shouts, I've got a first aid kit or something like that. And, like, it's little things that you couldn't hear on the TV. It was more like more of an auditor, like, thing of what we could do. And, Garth just said he's 41 on Monday. Oh, gutted lad. Gutted.
What are you?
40 looms ever so close to me, and it worries me.
Are you 42 or you're 40?
I'm not 40 yet. I'm still thankfully in my 30s. In fact, I've got my birthday's in January, and I've got one more year left in my. Cause I'm 39 this year, and it's so very, very close to 40.
What are you? Am I allowed to ask how old you are, Chloe?
Yeah, I forgot how old I was, and I found out I'm 35.
You found out? How did you find out?
Because somehow we were talking about it, and then Daryl said, we were talking about it with random people, and Daryl said, oh yeah, you're 35 or something, and or I can't remember how it worked, and I went, oh no, that means I'm going to be 36 on my birthday. And then they were like this year, and they're like, you've just had a birthday. I was like, have I? They're like, yeah, you're 35. I'm like, oh fuck, I am. Oh sweet, okay, that's fine then. It was like for the 10 seconds I was thinking, oh my god, I'm getting old. But no, I'm still old, but not.
I've been
not as old as you worried that you were.
I thought I was going to be about to turn 36. I was panicking. But yeah, my birthday's already been this year. So I've got another year, yeah.
God, the trouble I got myself into when I was that age. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
no longer do that kind of stuff.
I definitely feel creakier getting in and out of the truck. I'm not quite as... I'm not jumping in and out like I once would.
So I teach...
Jumping? Don't you just step out from the top step?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say teaching, but I volunteered to be a coach for my kids' soccer.
Have you?
Yeah. So I just figured I kind of didn't want to be on the sidelines. If I can be a coach, I'd prefer to be a coach than just sit there and watch another adult teach my kid what to do and all that kind of stuff.
Is this just like an American thing? Because you see it in movies.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, do they do that in England?
Yeah, well, all the parents show up and they're on thing and then they're like cheering for the goals. Yeah. But we got 30 minutes of coaching and then 30 minutes of playing a match against the other team. And so the very first day was like, oh my God, I was so overwhelmed, in over my head. I didn't know what to fucking do.
My kid decided
he didn't want to fucking play.
Oh,
and so now he's on the sideline next to mom and the baby, and she's angry because like, oh my god, we worked so hard to get you to do this, and like I volunteered and it was just very annoying. All he wanted to do was play in the fucking sandbox because it was basically a track and field area, so there was the long jump and the sand was right there really close, and he just I just want to do this, and like, no, you do not, you get to sit right there. And like it was just we were being unrationally angry because we were a little bit, and then I know I'm teaching these other four kids in the team and not even my kid, and I'm like, I'm practically babysitting for the entire fucking thing, you know, and like, and these other parents are just sitting there. I got one dad giving me the evil eye because, you know, because his 4-year-old daughter's hugging me constantly. This is how I'm feeling, by the way. And it's just they're not doing what I want them to do. They don't want to play soccer. And it was just I just had so many eyes on me from the parents, and it was just got very nerve wracking. I didn't know what I was doing, and it was just it wasn't fun, and I couldn't wait for the game to be over. Because when the game's on there, you're on there with them. You're basically moving them around the place. They're like chess pieces. All right. And sometimes I pick the kids up. Okay, kick this ball. Go that way. And then you go that way and this way and that way. And it was just like, remember, wrong goal. Turn around. Stop. Turn around. Go. This is the goal. Remember the goal we're going to go into? This is the goal we're going to go into. And it was just an absolute fecking nightmare. And I couldn't wait till it was over. We didn't score one goal. And the other team had two coaches, and their kids were all doing. They were like during practice, they were all lining up perfectly, and then they were kicking the ball. You know, they were like the team that would have the black jerseys.
Oh, like
you know what I mean?
As
like,
yeah.
And they were doing really good, and they've been practicing on, and they're like they're like the bad guys, you know. And while we're just really, we're just the rejects that just popped up, you know, that they got. But anyway, it was an absolute nightmare on day one. But then the next day, I was like, you know what? Feck it. Okay, I just had Krista. She joined me, and the next week, and it was so much easier, so much more relaxing, and I had somebody else watch the baby, and it was we bribed my son to play this time. By the way, see this toy? This is your birthday present. You get to have this birthday present early when we come back. All right, it was a marble run. He was so excited. Remember, every time he got tired, hey, marble run. Okay, you know what I mean. And the thing is, what annoyed me more than anything is that he was awesome. He destroyed the other team. I knew he would. He was faster than everybody else. He was big, you know, he was bigger, and he was probably the youngest out of all of them as well. He just happened to be a very big kid, and he was just, you know, he's a little coordinated. Sometimes they get the ball off him, he's not very happy. He starts crying.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, no, but it's getting better. It's getting better now. But I can't remember why I brought it up, but it was something to do with coaching where I'm, you know, and I really can't remember what my story was.
You just randomly brought it up.
Yeah,
just very quickly,
I had a point.
Have you ever watched Jelly's Marble Run?
No.
What?
On YouTube. It's fucking great.
What's Jelly's Marble Run?
I'm sure my kid watches it.
It's basically, it's this it's literally it's what it says. It's basically this guy, this Dutch guy, that does these marble runs,
right?
And like, but he makes them in sand, stuff like that, where kind of
what,
you can
have
it
just.
Yeah, yeah, like actual marbles, and he makes these like proper little like racetracks for marbles, but they do commentary over.
Oh
the
my
top
god!
Of it.
Yeah, they do live streams of that shit.
Unbelievable! Like the commentary is just where, and they have like grandstands full of marbles. They've got like I'm pretty sure they got sponsored by Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
What?
Wow!
Like. It got crazy at one point. And like they have like some like massive sponsors. And like, it's just so well done.
It's like a proper TV show as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
And, like, I love it when the guy in front could be like way ahead, but then he ended up running into a wall and then everyone else.
Oh yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is it. And it's just fucking great. It's
I haven't
so,
seen
so
one
good.
I've only seen clips on TikTok or whatever, you know, and like I haven't seen a whole thing.
I can see myself watching that.
Yeah.
I love watching stuff like therapeutic things though. Like I've really got into watching like McDonald's POV at the moment.
A lot of people
you know,
watch
where they
my
just
streams.
Make stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, right. I thought it was just like when you were eating it.
No, I can't stand watching people eat. No, like they just make the burgers and stuff, and you get mesmerized. You're like, that's cool. Oh, that's how they do that. And then you realize half an hour later, you're still watching the same video. Like, oh, yeah, that's still really cool.
There's this TikToker or YouTuber or whatever, but she's got these, she got kids. But she's like a model. I think she's literally a model. And so, but the way she talks is very interesting. She was like, so my kids wanted a Capri Sun. So I decided to make it myself. But she's dressed up to the finest too. She's got the perfect nails and she's high heels and everything. And this is what I do here. And this is what I do. And it eventually just shows like basically just, and I put it into the pouches and I give it to them. And my kids are very happy. You know, but it was just, I don't know, it was mesmerizing to watch. And because she was talking like that the entire time and just makeup done to the...
therapeutic, isn't it?
You know, yeah. I was like, but it was just so calm, so everything. Yeah, but yeah, some people actually do watch my stream for the whole therapeutic thing because they just like watching the backing.
The sort of, like watching, yeah, the driving watch, and that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, cool, awesome, yeah. And like, and they were saying too, like, yeah, keep talking. They just want to hear my voice too. They like the Americans like my Irish accent, so and like, so a lot of them are like, yeah, I don't really care what you do, just keep talking.
I found in COVID there was a lot of people watching Except for Access, and they weren't truck drivers. They were just kind of, they were just wanting to just. Watch. It's almost like just seeing what's out, like what's going on in the world.
Yeah, okay. They're trying to stumble on random stuff, weren't they? But your kind of stuff was a bit like Top Gear-ish, though. So I could imagine someone would start watching and go, oh, this is quite cool, actually. You know, it was quite interesting.
Did you ever put a camera on the side of the road and then drive past it and then run back to go get the camera? And then
no, I could never do that. Did you?
You did that, did you? Yeah, I've always wanted to do something like that, but I didn't do that.
Yeah, I always wanted to. But...
I did it.
See, a drone could have done that.
Yeah. I did it with flood water. I know I had to go through flood water.
Really? Did you? That's fucking great.
And I wanted a really cool video. And there was like a little, it was like a little Y junction bit. So I drove through it up to this little Y bit, put the camera, and then I set it on record and reversed all the way back around the corner.
Did you?
And it was obviously quite deep. So I knew people weren't coming through. And I'd left my phone miles away. And then I came flying through it and then drove past the camera. So it like bow waved. And then I had to reverse back through it to get the camera. And I thought, I probably, if someone's seen me, I look so lame. But the camera or the video looks so cool.
I'll have to see, try and find that. You have some
You know who Casey Neistat is, Chloe?
Yeah.
What, do I know what?
Casey Neistat.
What's that?
His name is Casey. His last name is Neistat. He's a YouTuber.
That makes sense.
Very famous YouTuber. As in, like, he changed the way people vlog everywhere, as in like,
oh, really?
he completely changed what vlogging is and how he basically is like the king of fucking B-roll, and where he has the time lapses, he's got the drone footage, he's got he's constantly putting his camera down and then running past it, And then he has to go get it. So he's just nonsense. But when you're watching it, you kind of like, does he have a cameraman?
And like, yeah, when he's always together.
He's always running by. And then one time he just like kind of, oh, there we go. Got to get the camera back. There we go. Next, and then what's the next one? And the next one. But it was fantastic footage. He's really good at knowing what would look good, you know? And he did a lot of that. And I don't know. I just found it very funny when he actually kind of mocked himself with it, where he actually was running back to it. So like he put the camera down and he ran away and then he ran and then came back and left that footage in. Normally you would chop off the start and the end, but I don't know. It's just funny. But I binge watch every episode of him, by the way.
You've done watched every episode of him.
I watched every episode, which is a lot. He streamed for like 400 days in a row. That's streamed. I'm sorry. He made a video, a proper fucking
dedication.
Video. And it made him millions of dollars. Like he was an okay YouTuber at first, but then he just started posting every day over and over and over. And for the first 100 videos, he never actually put monetization on it. And then on the 101st episode, he did. And now he was making $20,000-$40,000 a month straight off the bat.
Jeez.
God
so,
dang.
And he just kept on doing it. And it just a lot of flying videos. Like his biggest video was he got offered to go on Emirates first class to somewhere or another, so he just kind of videotaped the entire thing, and it was basically just an advertisement for Emirates. Is that Emirates? Fly Emirates or whatever? Yeah. So because it was like he had his own bloody bathroom, his own suite and everything, and he showered in there and just blurred out himself. You know, he videotaped himself. You know, just it was very
crazy.
Funny. But it was very interesting because, like, oh my God, people actually live like this? Fuck. And it was.
You've got to think the idea that people can just, they'll be like, I'm going to fly, and just that's what they're going on is just wild. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It is insane.
Whereas I look at it, I'm like, can I afford Economy Plus? Is that.
Like, so you have a little leg room?
I can't afford it at all.
You know, people have, like, the Cybertruck. People are buying the Cybertruck so they can destroy it because they know it's going to make a really good video, and they'll probably end up making more money from that video than the Cybertruck costs. You know, because they'll compare the Cybertruck with like an F-150 or something really powerful or whatever, right? And just to see what it does, and they're literally just shooting at it, and they're putting it, they're rolling it, they're just, you know, they're just doing absolutely crazy amount of stuff to it, and it's just the stuff that people are destroying for a video now. And it's just
it is crazy to think. It does make you think how much some of the big YouTubers actually do make.
Well, like Mr. Beast.
Well, he's
in a different level. We can't even compare anything to him because it's
I know, but I'm just
insane.
Saying like when you watch his videos, he just gives out, like Logan's really got into him, and he just gives out thousands of pounds. It's just like, oh my God.
He's inspired a ton of people. Yeah. To do that as well, you know, because it turns out that's what people want to see. People want to see people giving, you know
like,
what?
It's like a modern day game show, though, isn't it? Is that kind of
it? Absolutely
thing is,
you know. But he's got a lot of. He's got him. I don't know if he got himself into a lot of controversy, or people are just making it up and making controversy real in a way. Because more people talk about it, more times it kind of feels like, is this real? Is he really this much of an asshole?
Yeah.
You know, is it really that fake? And this one guy, he proved that, like, see this person here, see this person here, see this person here, they all work for him. They're not contestants, blah, 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 and this and that, and just, you know, it was just...
Well, even my son, like, what I will say, and again, you were talking about, I should have said this when we were talking about, like, how great kids are before, but... Well, I was talking to him about Mr. Beast, and he was saying that people aren't really watching him now. And I said, well, do you ever watch him? And he says, not really, no. I don't really like the way that he treats his employees. I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Like, the fact that that's how you think is great. You're going to be a good human being. And I like that.
Yeah, that is good.
I kind of stopped watching his videos too because of the controversy. I kind of like... stopped caring as much, you know what I mean? As in, like, especially the really big group ones. But I'm just not that interested. Sometimes I'll skip to the end just to see who won and to see what it was. And his videos are so long, and they're just on, it's like a repeat now. Like, sometimes he'll do the one where he's buried in a coffin for fucking 6 days, or in the jungle for 6 days, or something or another. He does a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting. sometimes, you know, like, because he one time he nearly went insane being buried for 6 days, you know, and yeah,
that would be, you know, awful.
He's the guy that actually went for 24 hours. He said PewDiePie nonstop for 24 hours. All he did is go PewDiePie, 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 PewDiePie. Imagine doing that nonstop. He's going PewDiePie, 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 PewDiePie. Not, and then, yeah, he's got a 24-hour video of him just doing that. And this is before he was properly famous. Like, sorry, this is before he was even a blip on the radar. He was doing this. You know, he was just doing absolutely outrageous things that, but that was just, what's the word? Enduring, endurance tests, endurance thing kind of things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he counted to 1 million one time or something like that as well. Or some people did, but I might be mistaken.
No, I think, was that not Vsauce that did that?
Vsauce. I have no idea. I get constant, you know how many times a day that I see the word Vsauce from my streamers? Hey, are you the Vsauce
guy? Oh, yeah, you do you look Vsauce? Like him.
Oh, the Vsauce is a truck Vsauce. Driver now?
That's quite good, actually. Like,
but his name is Michael, and I don't know. I did search him. Now he shows up a lot. But he's just it's this science dude who does experiments. Correct? Is that a good analogy?
He does, but he's like OG YouTube. He's Vsauce.
Oh, okay,
like he's
OG.
Same guy.
OG.
OG is old school.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's like. You know,
original gangster. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting what OG means. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I found the right guy now. Yeah, you do look a bit like him.
Like, yeah, I used to watch him back when I used to watch, like, well, I'll say back when I used to watch, but I still do, like, obviously Philip DeFranco. When I first started watching him, there was like Rhett and Link before it was Good Mythical Morning. I once bought Rhett and Link's shoes. I was such a fanboy with them. Yeah, yeah. The mythical
shoes.
So
good together. They're so good together. I'd love a teammate that I could do this with. I just feel like it'd be more fun. But having him right there with you, so you can just bounce off, you know, nonstop. But yeah.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? And honestly, at this point, I'm surprised that the intro isn't this far through it. Next time it genuinely might be, so be prepared for that. In fact, should we just do that as a joke one day? Do the outro as the intro?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Right, thank you everyone for watching and listening and all of that. Our podcast manager and editor is David. Hosts this week are myself, David and Chloe. By the way, thank you, David, for the editing and stuff like that. And thank you, Chloe, for the thumbnail this week.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll totally see.
I remember.
And a massive thank you to all of our patrons who make this podcast possible. You're all absolute legends, superstars. Some of you we love with all of our hearts. Some of them with half of our heart. And the people that we love with all of our hearts are, what in the actual fuck is this name? What is this?
I don't remember.
Ice, wallow, come. That I'm having an orgasm. John Brown, Justin Reed.
Oh, John Brown.
S. My
D. Weird name.
Skip Dude, Stephen Patterson, Timo, Trucker Nozza, and oh, that was it. We're not a list of the people that we love more than anything. And we also have some other people that we love nearly as much, which are Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees, and Danny Flynn, the Huang King Master. You guys are all absolute superstars. Thank you very much to all of you. You can support us. Go to Just on the Trucking Podcast. No, wait. Patreon.com/JATP. And you can go to our other social media, Facebook and stuff like that, and search Just Another Trucking Podcast in different places. Thank you very much to all of you, and goodbye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.